Simon Shinunti, we're going to be learning tonight, page 428. We'll be learning Simon Shin Nun Tes, which only has one Seif. And after Simon Shin Samach, which we're going to be learning in Mitzvah Hashem tonight, Seif Aleph. So moving on from the Kafifos. Very interesting. I strongly recommend whenever you go, whenever you're on an Eruv area, within an Eruv area, I strongly recommend you to have a lookout for Kafifos. It's really, they're more common than we would expect. And it's interesting to look how it's being dealt with. Okay, but now having completed the topic of Kafifos, we're now going to be discussing Simon Shin Nun Tes, which is the Rechova Shachere Abatim. Rechova is the area behind the house. So just to have that clear, the way it worked was a Chotzen Rechova, and it's important for us to understand how it worked. So in the times of the Mishnais, and that's what Shulchan Aruch is talking about too, there used to be a house, and in front of the house there was a chotzer. The chotzer, we see that in Chiz Chanukah as well, the chotzer was an area which was used, very much so. It was very, was used for, people used to live a lot of their time in the chotzer. I imagine it was because the houses were fairly small, and they used to front a lot, and it's easy to clean up as well, and they would do actually a lot of the cooking, was done in the front, in the chotzer. It was the area that they lived. Past half year, it's not so comfortable to be outside, but in Eretz Yisrael, obviously in Bavel, the chotzer is a very comfortable area in the front. You can be in the front. And that's the chotzer. That's the chotzer. Now, then it comes down. Behind that, there's the area which is called the rechava. And the rechava is also an open area, and that is the back. And that's not really meant for living. That is really primarily meant for storage. It's the back garden. It's the equivalent of our storage. Yeah. Well, I suppose formally, a garage is probably meant for a car, I imagine. But for common use, we store things there. That's the rechava. The rechava is meant for storage. And that's behind the house. And in this siman now, we're going to be addressing a little bit the halacha of a rechava, which is behind the house, which is the equivalent of a storage shed behind, a storage area behind the house. Siman Shin Nun Tes, page 428. Din rechava shachoy rabatim, the rechava, the halacha of a rechava, of a storage area, shachoy rei, habatim, which is behind the house, uvoi seif echot, is one seif in this siman. Rechava shachoy rabatim. If you have a rechava area, Shachoy Rabatim, behind the house. Yesiru al beis susayim. What happens if you've got a rechava which is larger than a susayim? V'loi hu kfor ledira. And it is not surrounded for living purpose. The halacha here again is going to be, guess what? Ein metaltelin bo, elo be'arba amas. Here again, the halacha is you cannot carry more than 4 amas. Why? Why can you not carry in the rechava more than 4 amas if it's larger than tzosayim? Exactly. Because it's like a kafef. Like we've learned previously, a kafef you're allowed to carry if it's larger than tzosayim. Although it's surrounded. Here too, rechava is also perhaps surrounded. It is surrounded, but it's got a din of a kafef. And you cannot carry in the area. You're going to say, well, it's attached to your house. Yes, I know it's attached to your house, but it doesn't make a difference. It's not meant for living, it's meant for storage. And therefore, it's got a din of a kafef. What happens if you first open up and you made an access to your house, and only then after you surrounded it, then if you have made an opening, more than anything enters, but an opening to the house, and it was used as an access point to the house, and even if you had a goyrein there, which is a storage house for grain, even if you had that, then it's going to be a heck of a deal. So it depends. If you actually made an access point first, and you'd have a back entrance into the back rechava, and it was used as an access back in and out, then it's residential, and then it's not going to be called a kafef. But if you made the surrounding storage area first, and after you made the door kind of to the house, then it's going to be considered the same halacha than a kafef. And it's going to be also to carry. Ramos says, that that we don't, nowadays we're not careful about chatzeros behind the houses, and we do carry there. We're not careful about this halacha at all. Why is that? Mishum de bizman hazeh, because nowadays, stomon mekifon ledira, stomon mukofin ledira, because nowadays most areas behind are mukof ledira, they're not meant primarily for storage, k'moshin is ba'ale el, gabi kafev, and therefore it's mutter. So that really leads us to the question about nowadays, our back gardens. I know most of our back gardens are not sosaim, unless you're really, really, really privileged to have a huge back garden. Imagine like a massive park. But normally, imagine. So normally, it's less than that. Anyway, no shaila. But imagine you really got a huge back garden, which is a sosaim. Would you have a problem of it being a kafef or not?
What's the area of
the sosaim? 70 amas. Times 70 amas. It's very large. And perhaps there are people who have it. Large mansions in
What about in the country, for sure.
Yeah.
Does it have to be 70 by 70? What about if it's 30 by 100?
Same halacha would be a kafef.
Right. There are some gardens, like, for example, a few of the Warwick gardens are great.
AYG.
That's a garden. Is 130 foot, let's say.
Okay, so that's very big.
By 31, so that would count.
So what would that be a problem to carry then? Would that be a problem to carry? So if you've got a back garden, which is really big, could you carry that, or is it a kafef? It's a chayra batim. I don't know how it's built. I imagine... house always first before the surrounding fences.
But if it's a mansion and the stuff living in the back.
So you're saying that's storage?
The far end of the Rechavam.
Then it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so the poskim say that nowadays our gardens are so well used that it's certainly considered hukuf ledira, and it's not. It's pretty much what the Ramah says over here. Ma she'enon nizor in etaltel bechatzeros she'achor rabat, that we're not makpi nowadays about the areas behind the houses. Mishum di bizman hazeh stomal makif mukof ledira. It's meant for residential nowadays. It's even if you do keep storage there, nobody just has a garden just for storage. It will be used, and you will go there when it's nice weather, and you will have the kids playing out there, and you will sometimes sit in the back. So therefore, that is considered for hukof ledira, and therefore nowadays the consensus of the poskim is, even if it is large and sosaim, it's definitely mutter, it's hukof ledira, and it will not be aloch of a kafev. Simen shin samach. Okay. Tin hekev mechitzos l'shabbos. Here we're going to be talking about the halachas of the mechitzos on the Shabbos, and we're going to be addressing a little bit the kind of mechitzos. So let's see what it says over here. Yochit Shabbos Beviko. One individual, a single individual person. Sheshovas Beviko. He was Shabbos Beviko. He spent Shabbos in a Biko on a valley. Yeah. Vehekiv Mechitzes Grois. And so he ended up on a little hill, or a little valley, rather. And he said, you know what, why not spend Shabbos over here? Nice, in this area, it's nice and green, and it's countryside. I'm going to spend Shabbos over here. He pitches his tent, and he stays there. Now, that's all right. He finds his camping area. This is really great. The only thing is, it's not good enough just to carry in his... He wants to be able to carry in his surrounding area a little bit. So what he's doing is, he wants to establish an area around the place where he's going to be staying. He wants to establish an area around it that it allows him to carry. Now, how is he going to establish an area? So the easiest way is what? How can he designate an area around his tent? What is he going to do? What's the best way of doing it? What? Poles, very good. Excellent. So he's sticking sticks, and he's putting his sticks in the ground. Similar to picture number 4. Well, similar, not exactly. I'd actually rather use the picture number 12 on the next page. Now, the reason why picture number 4 is not good is because if you can see that, it's more dense. And there's more sticks on picture number 4. Picture number 12 or 13 show us a little bit what's going on because there is a bit of space between the poles. And that's what he's doing. He's putting a... He's putting his tent or his whatever it is, and he's putting around it sticks on the floor. But there's another option as well. He can either do that, or he can do something else as well. He could just put sticks very far from another, one stick on one side and one stick on the other side, and then put strings from one stick to the other. So just strings. So now, that's what he's doing. Does that work or not? So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Bottom line of page 428. Yochid, an individual, sheshavas beviko, spent Shabbos in a biko, ve'ekiv mechitzes gruos, and he's surrounded with mechitzes gruos, with weak mechitzes. Why is this called weak, poor, bad mechitzes?
Well,
they're temporary. They're not great. Because ideally what you do, actual wall or proper fences. This is not. This is, as you said, it's temporary. So these are called mechitzes gruos. Very important. We need to remember this word. Why are you saying halachic wall?
It's not tangible.
No. I'm not saying just a string, just an eruv. I'm not saying that. He actually puts, I'm going to speak about that. To us, the Pesach, I'll speak about it. Now I'm talking mechitzes gruos is... it is mechitzes. It is. It's not halachic, pure halacha. It does serve a physical purpose as well. So you just don't put loads of sticks. You just put fairly. I think picture 12 is quite helpful. So he's putting mechitzes gruos, poor mechitzes. Kagon shasi b'loy erev, oy erev b'loy shasi. So a string which is horizontal, and it's horizontal strings, or just vertical posts. Vertical posts, so shasi b'loy erev, or erev b'loy shasi. So it's either horizontal or just vertical. And that's what he's doing, but not both. Now, Hatzosheim, if this is an area which is, he is now surrounded with his mechitzes gruos, he is surrounded an area of Sosheim or less. Well, what's the halacha going to be? Can you carry in his camping area? He can. Why not? Yeah, it's less than, it's not kafef, it's less than tzosayim. He's made a mechitza. Is this considered reshus yochid now? By having the sticks on the floor, it's a reshus yochid? It is. So what's stopping him? It's less than tzosayim. He's made a reshus yochid. You know? There's no reason why not. That's fine. Motel etatel bekuloi. You're allowed to carry in the entire area. What happens if it's bigger than tzosayim? So misasayim ve'elach. If it's bigger than tzosayim, then what's the problem? Then you can't. If it's bigger than Sosheim, it's a problem. If it is greater than Sosheim, ein metaltin boila ba'aba, then you've messed it up. Then it's going to be like, it's too big. Then you can only carry Dalet Amos, like any Kamenis. Look at Mishnah Berurah, first wide line. If the area now is larger than Sosheim, Hichmiru Abonon, Chomim Umachmir, the also Letaltel Boy, Chomim forbade to carry in it, Kamoy Bashar Kamelis, like in any other Kamelis. Umikol Mokim, nevertheless, this is a key Mishneh Berurah, Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Loy Nechshav Ke Kamelis Gomu, it is not considered a complete Kamelis, Shemuta Leoitzi Menu Le Kamelis Acher, you will not be able to carry from this area into another Kamelis. It's not complete kamelis. The be'emes, because in reality, Rosh Yochid Gomuhu, Aladei Lovud. It is Rosh Yochid because you've done these mechitzes gurus. It is Lovud wise, it is a Rosh Yochid. You've made a surrounding fence. It's just larger than the same. Rosh Yochid Boy Chazal, Bechachomim have made an establishment. Interestingly, now the Mishnah book continues. But if you actually put a proper physical fence around your tent, large in Sosheim, you would be allowed to carry in the entire area. Even if it is large in Sosheim. He said, if you would have made a very large area, even larger than Bristol Sime, but you made proper fence, then you'd be allowed to carry there. We're only talking about over here that this Yid over here was shovis in what on this bikkur over Shabbos, and now he's made these mechitzas goes these weak fences, and larger than Sime now. We're saying you're not allowed to carry. You're not allowed to carry more than Mundal Adamas. We continue. No, we're saying that you're not. One kamelis to another kamelis, yeah. And one kamelis to another kamelis, you normally can. If it's the same type of kamelis. So it depends which kind of kamelis. If you've got if you have got one kamelis to another kamelis within four ames from each other, you would be allowed to carry from one kamelis to the other. If they're the same type of kamelis.
Even though you can't carry kamelis.
If it is within Dalet Ames, yes. Okay, we continue. Yes, but it's not, the only problem of two rishus is if it's different rishus. If it's rishus yochet to rishus
yochet.
Why not? If it's one, you can carry from. Yeah, but that gzera that was established for Rosh Yochid to Rosh Yochid, that wasn't established by Kamelis to Kamelis. We'll speak about that in a minute. Let's finish off the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's finish off the Shulchan Aruch. It will be clear. V'chein hadinim em shnayim. Now, if you v'chein hadinim em shnayim. Now, what happens if it wasn't the only Yid camping in this area, but there's another Yid as well? So yes, they're not both allowed to carry in this surrounded area. V'im shloshi yisraelim. And if you've got three now, camping in this beautiful area, you find this beautiful big called this beautiful valley, and there's actually three Yidden there sleeping there for Shabbos. Now, Chashuvim Kishayora, that's considered a Shayora, a convoy. Another Loch is different. If you've got three Yidden who established this area for their living place for Shabbos, three, that's considered a Shayora. And the Loch is as follows. Humutal etalta bekuloi, and they're allowed to carry in the entire area. Hafilu godoil habe. Even if it is very large, there is a special halach over here. If you've got three yidden, and they've made these poor mechitzas, even if it is larger than Sosayim, since it's a shayora, we are mekel, and the entire area becomes mutter for them. Ubilvat. However, it must be the following condition. They must only have surrounded an area which they're actually going to use. Mikdei tzorkom, what they're going to use. Shalei ishobe sosayim ponui. There must be an area of sosayim free. Shein tzrichim loy letashmish, which they're not going to touch over the whole Shabbos. If it's an area they're not going to use, an area they're not going to penetrate, they're not going to bother going there at all, then it's too large, then you've messed it up. But, avalin ishobe sosayim ponui. But if there's less than sosayim, which hasn't been used, and the entire area was letashmish, then it's okay. Emetaltin b'cholamukov v'la ba'abamis. But if you had, avalim nisha b'sasayim ponu, but if you had b'sasayim or more, which you didn't access at all, you didn't use at all, you have surrounded a much too large area, then emetaltin b'cholamukov v'la ba'abamis, then this convoy, this shayora, they've messed it up, they've surrounded too large an area, and they're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Ames. When do we say this? If they have surrounded an area which is bigger than Sheish Soin, that's three times the same. Aval, im lo yikifu Yoyisrael Sheish Soin, but if they have surrounded a smaller than Sheish Soin, hafal b'sheish sosayim ponui, kevin sheish shloish shamuta. So if you've got three people, and if each surrounded the equivalent of Sosayim, then it's okay. But if surrounded more than six sewing, then it's so large that, and they haven't used it at all, then it's too much and they're not allowed to carry more than aladamas, each of them. If you are one of the three, he's a goy, he will not add up. Some say also a child doesn't add up for the three. So we're learning over here, there's a special halacha, that if you've got three yidden living in, over Shabbos in a area like this, then you have made this into a, then it's, and it's larger than six soin, then you have to ensure that the access and the use for their own tashmish, the area, otherwise if it becomes unused and unaccessed, then it's too much, and it becomes also for them to use. So Rabbi, so just to summarize what we learned. We learned in Simon Shinun test the halacha of a rechova shachoyre abatim. The rechova is the opposite of the chatz. Chatz is in the front, the rechova in the back. And here we learned the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that since it's for storage, if it's more than susam, it becomes also to use. Ramah disagrees and says that no, nowadays the back is used too. And Simon Shin Samach told us that if you've got an individual who is going in an area, stam for Shabbos in an open area, and he's making mechitzas gurus, then, which is either shossi or erev, then the halacha is, he's allowed to carry until a sosaim, but more than that, not. If it's two people, or if it's three people, then the halacha is, then it becomes a convoy, we're leaning for them. However, here again, if it's more than six soin, then it will become also for use unless it becomes also. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, I want to address one point which the Sharetzion mentions very briefly. That's really important. We have now discussed the halacha of mechitzas gurus. We've learned that these are considered poor mechitzas. The fact that you put in some poles on the floor, and you have surrounded an area, that's called mechitzas gurus. It works through Lavut, but it's a poor mechitz. I would like to ask you now. The point of mechitz gurus is used other areas of halacha as well. Is it good mechitz or bad mechitzes? And these are considered bad mechitzes, mechitzes gurus. I would like to ask, what we call an eruv, which is best explained by having what we call an eruv, poles and a string, yeah, which is really in Loshon HaPoskim, is a Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, because an eruv really is an inaccurate word. Because eruv, what's an eruv? It's a mixture. Nothing really got to do with it. It's a complete misunderstood word. It's nothing to do with an eruv. But let's just call it an eruv for now. What we call an eruv, you know, the two poles and a string, which is really Tzuras HaPesach.
Why did you get the name?
We'll talk about it because of the eruv.
How did that?
Because you have to make an eruv. You have to make a shittuf mavos, and that is also about including being ma'arev all the people. You have to do. Oh, so I want to just ask.
You just said it can't hold the snow.
Okay, very good. So I want to exactly ask that question. Is very good. The fact that when we use the Tzuras HaPesach, which we call an eruv, is that called mechitzas gurus? Yes or no?
Yes.
You call it mechitzas gurus. Why? Because they do fall, they do break. Does everybody agree with that? Is our, that's what we call an eruv, is that mechitzas gurus? To Sharetzion, the Mishnah Berurah in the bottom of here, in Sharetzion, he points out, and that's what the poskim agree, that no, actually, Tzuras HaPesach is not considered mechitzas gurus, because it doesn't work as a mechitza. Mechitzas gurus is when you're making a fence, and you're not making a full fence, you're making holes, and you're leaving gaps in between. That's called a mechitza. A bad fence, a bad wall. But a eruv is not a mechitza. It doesn't work as a mechitza. It works differently. It works as a Tzuras HaPesach. It works, it's a different mechanism. It's a halachic wall. Let's call it that. It's a different mechanism. And here, it's not gur at all. No. The Torah told us that if you've got two poles and you have a string on top, that works. So don't say that it's bad. Don't say that it's a poor mechitza. It's an excellent mechitza. Don't say it's a poor. It's very good. No, it works beautifully. It works brilliantly. It's not a mechitza gua. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says over here. And if you look in the Shai Tzin, Siv Cotton Base, in the name of the Magen Avraham, the Afimushzi Levad Nachshav Mechitza Mula. Yeah, and he's brought in all the poskim as well, and Magen Avraham as well, Primogodim as well, that If you have a proper, so it's the Pesach, that's not considered Mechitzigur. We will talk more about this. It will come up in later Shurim as well, Be'ez Hashem, but I just want to make that point at this stage. Okay, I wish you a very good evening.